let's go to the movies. I have the pleasure of, thanks to one of you who recommended that I get over and see it quickly, I went after the workshop on Sunday afternoon to see Christopher Nolan's new science fiction blockbuster, Interstellar. Now, you have to remember when I talk about this, I love space. I love the, you know, I'm one of those people who wants to get in a space elevator. I want to fly to Mars. I do all those things. So I love space movies. But I have to tell you, this one is wonderful. It was, it's a story of a group of space travelers who travel through a wormhole in search of a new habitable planet. As I said, it means the, you know, I look at what the Gaia mission is doing to sort of map out all the, you know, what's going on in the universe. And it kind of makes you wonder. It was written by Nolan and his brother, Jonathan Nolan, and it was based on the work of a theoretical physicist, Kip Thorne, whose work inspired the film. He acted as a scientific consultant and executive producer. And in the blog post on the blog, I put up I put up their interview with Jonathan, Christopher, and Kip Thorne about the challenges of trying to integrate the science in a way with great integrity into the film, and how you represented graphically a lot of these phenomena, including a black hole. It's absolutely fascinating. You have to, before you see the movie, you have to see that interview, because it does a great job of introducing it. And it's very long, and it's unbelievably beautiful in terms of looking at the stars, you know, looking at the planets. It's really, graphically, it's an extraordinary accomplishment. Some of the reviews have been negative because it's more realistic in many parts than it is a entertaining movie. So I love that, because I love the theater of it, and I love the teeing up of a lot of the serious issues and display of some of the science. And some of the science gets very out there. So as somebody who's regularly listening to Coast to Coast, I'm used to some of the out there stuff, but you know, some of the physics gets very, you know, mind-stretching. Anyway, it's very special. I enjoyed it tremendously. I recommend it tremendously. But when you listen to that recommendation, you have to remember I love space movies.